Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're going to start things off reminding you about our Memorial Day Range Day giveaway from Henry Repeating Arms. One lucky person on Memorial Day is going to win a whole bunch of Henry logoed swag that you'll definitely want to have with you the next time you head to the range for target shooting, or maybe just out to the back 40 to do some plinking with a .22 caliber Henry lever action rifle. Our giveaway package includes a .22 caliber ammo box with a Henry logo on it, a set of Otis ear shield hearing protectors with that same logo, 12 Henry branded gun oil wipes in individual packages, a set of paper targets, and of course, a great looking ball cap with a Henry logo on it too. If you want a chance to win, here's what you do. Just go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. The first thing you do is like and follow the page. Then you look for the post thread where we're doing the giveaway and simply tell us what state you live in. If you want an additional entry, let us know what station you're listening to as well. And if you want to find more accessories from Henry, just go to their website at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals while you're there. This week on America Outdoors Radio, I am really looking forward to introducing you to Kaylee Buck. She's a 16-year-old high school student from Santa Fe, Texas that loves to hunt. And right now, she's not only battling cancer, but she also just got out of the hospital after 3 months while dealing with the effects of a flesh-eating bacterial disease. So how is Kaylee dealing with all of this? Well, she's dealing with this by thinking of others. She's starting up a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking kids who are battling cancer deer hunting on a Texas ranch. This is a can't-miss conversation, and you'll also want to hear about a way you can help Kaylee achieve her dream of helping others too. Staying in the Lone Star State, the Bassmaster Classic is coming to Fort Worth, Texas, and Lake Ray Roberts in about 3 weeks. And Chase Anderson, the chairman of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, will tell you why you'll want to attend this free event that many people refer to as the Super Bowl of bass fishing. I know I'm going to be there, and I hope to see some of you there, too. We've got other places to talk about besides Texas during this program. All sorts of places, as a matter of fact, from all over the world that you'll want to visit with a fly rod. Roy Tanagi, a professional photographer, writer, and steelhead fishing guide from Vancouver, British Columbia, chronicles 10 incredible fly fishing adventures from around the world in his book, now out in paperback, called Angling the World. This book is not only about fishing, but also about travel, and we'll ask Roy about one place in particular when we talk to him towards the end of our show. On top of this, we've got a fascinating story about the interaction of wolves and cougars in the state of Wyoming and how the mountain lions are not faring well at all in an ecosystem populated by hundreds of wolves. Before we get into all of this, though, there is a certain professional bass angler and bass fishing educator I want to introduce to you. Our first guest today on America Outdoors Radio is someone I'm really excited to bring to you. His name is Randy Blockhead. He is the man behind Intuitive Angling with Randy Blockhead on YouTube, and he's also a professional angler. Randy, it is wonderful to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
So let's talk a little bit about you to start off with. You live in Joplin, Missouri. You've been a professional angler for 35 years. You've fished a lot of big tournaments. You nearly won the Bassmaster Classic in 1998. How has this year gone for you in terms of tournament fishing?
It's been pretty decent. We just had our last Toyota Series event 2 weeks ago, and I qualified for the Toyota Series Championship at Lake Pickwick in November, so looking forward to having a shot at the 200,000 in that. And we've only had one Bassmaster open so far. We've had our second one canceled because of high water. And actually, we have all of our tournaments are packed up. My next one's in October. I've got like four tournaments in October, and I've got a big break between now and then. But going pretty good. Like I said, qualified in 16th place for the Toyota Series Championship, and happy about that.
Normally, if I would have heard you say, gee, I don't have any tournaments to fish till October, I'd be saying you're taking the summer off. But the fact of the matter is, your YouTube channel, you are blowing it up. Just about every day, you're putting out like a 10-minute video on YouTube. And I absolutely love your channel. Folks, you've got to subscribe. It's Intuitive Angling with Randy Blockhead. And I'm not alone in loving it. Over 34,000 people subscribe to it. And what you cover isn't just about fishing. You do cover a lot of good stuff about techniques about fishing, but you also talk about your tournaments, you know, as you pre-fish them, as you fish them. You also give us a look behind the curtain at professional bass fishing. It's absolutely fascinating. How much time does it take for you to prep, record, and post these videos each day?
Well, I try to put out two videos a day, and you know, when I started this, I only started it like a year and a half ago. I didn't even know if anyone would be interested in it. I had no idea how successful or not successful it would be, and I started doing it different than a lot of the other guys. If you guys watch many of the other YouTube videos, they're really slickly produced. They use drones. They use music. They use overlays. They have lots of editing. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I just learned how to basically shoot a YouTube video on my cell phone with no editing, no music, and post it. And people responded to that. I think a lot of people got sort of burned out on these highly produced, sort of like reality TV show YouTube channels. And mine is just hardcore bass and hogging information. I mean, it's just, that's what it is. I mean, it's just raw, it's hardcore. And people resonated with that. So to me, it doesn't take me that long to put it together. I've got four kids to take care of. I work three jobs. I got no time at all to spare. So I have to film these videos whenever I can. I film them taking the kids to daycare sometimes. If I got 10 minutes between doing some work during the day, I go out in my shop and film one. If I'm doing an on-the-water instructional lesson, I may try to do one occasionally on the water. So it doesn't take me that long since I don't have any editing. I go through my videos and I shoot them straight through, like 10 to 15 minutes long, and I put nothing in them and just put them up. So it doesn't take me near as long to do a video as it does a lot of people.
So here's the next question. Besides the fact you are giving all of us a great education, and folks, nobody is doing it like Randy is. Like you said, Randy, it is raw, but it's a really clear look at the life of a professional bass angler that's very unfiltered. I think that's why it does resonate with so many people. But I've got to ask, you're putting this out, you know, one or two videos a day. That's some effort. I mean, tell me you're getting paid for this somehow, especially with 34,000 subscribers.
Yeah, you get compensated from YouTube. I mean, the ads that run on the videos, this is basically how you get paid from them. You know, if you put out a 10 or 15 minute video and you've got, I don't know, four or five ads that come up through there, you know, you get compensated through YouTube, what's called AdSense. They're basically paying you just like if you had a television show that an advertiser pays you with that. So the amount that we get paid has to do with how many watch hours that our channel gets and then how many people actually watch the advertisements. If they click through the ads, we don't get anything from it. But if they watch the whole ad, we get, you know, some from it. So a lot of it, you know, as far as how much money we make on it, it's not necessarily how many subscribers you have, but it has to do with how many minutes every month that people are actually watching your videos. So some of the giant channels that have like a 200,000 subscribers, they may not be making as much money as some smaller channel that has 15 or 20,000 subscribers if more people are watching the whole video.
Okay, this is good to know. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that tends to skip the ads. But for you, Randy, I'm going to watch the ads. I want you to make some money off this.
Yeah.
All right, last question before we go. And that goes to, you said your next tournament is October. Is that going to be that Toyota Series Championship at Lake Pickwick?
Actually, I have two Bassmaster Opens prior to that. Two Bassmaster Opens, one at Grand Lake, one at Smith Lake. Got a couple local tournaments around here. And then the Toyota Series Championship, I believe, the last week of October.
Now, Grand Lake, that's in Oklahoma. Isn't that kind of your favorite home lake?
Yeah, my mom and dad, we only lived like 35 miles from Grand Lake when I grew up, and my mom and dad had a trailer house there, you know, that we went down on the weekends for like 30 years. So I basically grew up fishing Grand Lake every weekend. So I consider it sort of my home lake. I spent thousands of days on the thing for sure.
Well, that should give you some advantage there. I am wishing you the best. And folks, if you start watching Randy's YouTube channel, you're going to be wishing him the best too. He's just a real pleasure to follow. The channel again, Intuitive Angling with Randy Blockett. It's on YouTube. Check it out, subscribe, and you're probably going to be hooked just like I am. Randy, thanks so much for sharing your knowledge with us and good luck on the tournament trip.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I want to introduce you to somebody very special. Her name is Kaylee Buck. She's a 16-year-old high school student in Santa Fe, Texas, and she's got an incredible survival story to share, along with a dream to help others through the sport of hunting through a nonprofit that she has just formed. Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Kaylee, why don't you tell our listeners about this battle you've been fighting with cancer, and not only that, but the complications you've had to battle as well.
So, let me start from the beginning. In October of 2020, I started feeling bad, and we noticed a swollen lymph node on my neck. And then I started to not be able to eat. So, my mom finally took me to the doctor, and they ended up admitting me to the hospital for further testing.
Sure.
After multiple tests and needles and everything like that, I absolutely hate needles. They couldn't find anything wrong with me.
Right.
And so I was sitting in the doctor's office in November, and they had wanted me to come for a follow-up beginning of the week of Thanksgiving. And I just looked at my dad because we had this trip planned to go out of town that week of Thanksgiving to our ranch in Rock Springs. And he just saw the disappointment in my face because we had canceled all of our other trips due to COVID. So I was really looking forward to this. And he looked at me and he said, it's your choice. Do you want to go or do you want to stay? And I said, I want to go. My dad said, we can follow up with you when we get back.
Right.
So we ended up going out to our ranch in Rock Springs that weekend, the week of Thanksgiving, and it was the best time ever. I got to leave the hospital loss behind and just enjoy myself. I ended up shooting 2 9-point whitetail bucks that week and
nice.
2 whitetail does.
Nice. And then it's back to the hospital. And so eventually they figured out that you had cancer and they started treatment. But then this winter you had a horrible complication happen. What was that?
Yes. So it was my day 8 chemo. That Saturday after, I started having some severe leg pain. And it got to the point where I was pretty much screaming. You couldn't touch my leg. So it was January 31st at 3 a.m. My mom took me to the emergency room. And they started doing more and more tests to see what was wrong. And by 9 that morning, they were rushing me into emergency surgery because they had found an infection in my bloodstream in my leg.
Right.
That had turned into necrotizing fasciitis, which is a flesh-eating disease.
Oh, my gosh.
And that can be fatal without surgery. So they were rushing me into emergency surgery that morning. I don't really remember much after that. because I was intubated for 3 days. I had a total of 13 surgeries. That first week I had surgery pretty much almost every single day. My last surgery was a hip reconstruction, a microsurgery, where they reconstructed my hip. They took a muscle out of my back and put it in my hip, and then they cut a skin graft from my leg and put it over my hip. They had taken most of the muscle out of my right calf, and my hip bone, my hip was down to the bone pretty much, so it was pretty bad. I had to lay on my back for a month straight. I could not get out of bed.
Wow.
I was in ICU for about 7 weeks, and then I finally got to leave ICU, and I was moved to the cancer floor until I was ready to go to rehab.
Well, Kaylee, I'm going to catch you off for a second because I got to tell you something here. I'm a man in his 50s. I've jumped out of airplanes courtesy of the U.S. Army. Well, I was a cop for 24 years. But you are a braver and tougher person than I'll ever be. This is just an incredible survival story you shared with us today. I want to talk about the fact now you're home, thank God, and I've been praying for you, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to be praying for you and your continued recovery. But I want to pivot to what you've decided to form in the wake of this, a new nonprofit. It's called Kaylee's Dream Hunts. And folks, I checked. This is registered with the state of Texas. This is real. And you are offering dream hunting adventures for children with cancer. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about where these hunts are going to take place and what these adventures are going to look like?
Yes. So whenever I got diagnosed with cancer, they asked me if I wanted to go do something.
Right.
And I didn't really give them an answer. I told them I would think about it. So I came home and I was talking with my mom and my dad had looked at me and joked, "Haven't you always wanted to go on a dream African safari hunt?" And I looked at him and I laughed and I said, "I don't ever remember mentioning that. I think that's what you want to do." And so that's when the wheels started turning, and my mom said that nonprofit doesn't offer hunts anymore.
Right.
So my dad said, "Why don't we start a nonprofit organization where we can offer hunts for kids with cancer?" So I thought that would be a great idea, where we can kind of share the experience together and stuff like that. So it started this. There's axis deer, fallow deer, white-tailed deer, and black buck. So they can apply through my website, and then we will choose some children to take some dream hunt in Rock Springs, Texas.
All right. And that website, folks, is Kaylee's, that's Kaylee with a K, kayleesdreamhunts.com. Kaylee spelled K-A-I-L-E-Y, kayleesdreamhunts.com. A question. Does this cover, I presume, the child and a guardian who is going with them, and does it cost anything?
It covers the child and the guardian, and it does not cost anything at all. It covers lodging, food, and the animals. It covers everything.
So you are working with an outfitter that is helping you with this. You're working with a taxidermist that's helping with this, too. And I think it's wonderful that they are supporting this cause and supporting you. But let's be honest here. When we're talking lodging, we're talking food, there are some expenses that are involved. Somebody's got to pay for this if it's not the families doing it. So on your website, there is a donate tab through PayPal, isn't there?
Yes.
All right. And, folks, I would really encourage you to help Kaylee's dream get off the ground. As you have heard, she has literally been through hell and back with this battle through cancer and then this flesh-eating bacteria and all the surgeries. And how is she dealing with it? By wanting to help others. And that is about as special and as wonderful as it gets. If you want to help Kaylee with her dream to help other kids with cancer, the website to go to is kayleesdreamhunts.com. That's kayleesdreamhunts.com. If you have a kid or know a kid who has cancer that wants to go on a hunt, have them apply. If you want to help out so that you can help Kaylee fulfill this mission, just go ahead and donate and do so. Again, the website is kayleesdreamhunts.com. Kaylee, I'm going to be praying for your continued recovery. I know you still got some chemo to go through, but hopefully by this summer it'll be in remission and you can get back to something approaching normal as a teenager going through life again. Thank you so much for what you do, and keep fighting, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. The Bassmaster Classic is coming up soon. June 11th through the 13th are the dates. It's taking place at Lake Ray Roberts in Fort Worth, Texas. And with us here to tell you more about the Super Bowl of Bass Fishing is Chase Anderson. He is the chairman of the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society, commonly known as BASS, or just as Bass. Chase, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
The Bassmaster Classic, again, widely known as the Super Bowl of bass fishing tournaments, draws a lot of people. When people go there, are they just there to see the blast-offs in the morning and the weigh-ins in the afternoon, or is there more to it than that?
There is. Great thing about the Classic is it offers a lot for the whole family, for so many people, from fishing fans to casual outdoors-minded people. Each morning of the Bassmaster Classic, June 11, 12, and 13, there will be daily blast-offs in the morning at 6:15 in the morning, Isle Du Bois State Park on Lake Ray Roberts. There's a lot of fun for families to see. All the 54 competitors in the Bassmaster Classic will be leaving the launch site for the day's competition, and we'll have an MC. He will announce and introduce the anglers, and they will leave out on their high-performance bass boats to go fishing for the day. So that's a very fun thing to do. Another part, and one of the biggest attractions now to the Bassmaster Classic, is the Bassmaster Classic Expo, which will have roughly 200 exhibitors and vendors, both showcasing new products and many of which will be selling products. So it's a great place to see the latest products in the fishing and outdoors industry, as well as to buy products from a variety of both local and national vendors who will be there selling merchandise.
So it's kind of like a sportsman show, but it's catered towards people who love to go bass fishing.
That's right. It's a great thing because it's a mix of local vendors, so local North Texas tackle shops will be there, as well as national companies and some of our bigger national brands in the fishing industry, as well as Toyota will be displayed there with their latest vehicles. They're doing a ride and drive at the event.
Well, I can't wait to attend this. Let's talk about how big of an event this is. I mean, generally speaking, how many attendees come to the Bassmaster Classic, and what's the economic impact to the cities that you bring it to?
Sure, and before I answer that, I want to go back to something that's happening at the Expo, and if I could address the weigh-in as well. Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
I got that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Also, a part of the Bassmaster Expo this year will be a new experience we're calling the Go Outside Experience. Go Outside is a new initiative from Bassmaster, really geared toward helping families be more involved in the outdoors. The categories we're focusing on are fishing, camping, exploring, and outdoor cooking. And the Go Outside Experience will offer a lot of things for children and families to do, such as a jumping dog area where dogs will be jumping into a pond and chasing an object that's thrown into the water, as well as a catfish pond that children who've never caught a fish will have the chance to catch the first fish. That will all be part of the new Bassmaster Go Outside activation and initiative, which will also be free to the public.
Well, that
and
sounds
each
like
afternoon
fun.
Are the daily weigh-ins when the anglers will bring in their daily catch in aerated live wells with oxygen from the lake into the arena and ride around in the boats and go up on stage and show off their daily catch, the five fish, the five bass they caught during the day that fans will be able to see before they're taken back and put in the care of Texas Parks and Wildlife and safely returned to Lake Ray Roberts. The weigh-in resembles a mix of a major sporting event and a concert because we put on quite a production at the weigh-in with a world-class MC, music, and all, of course, the top anglers in the world are on display to show off their catch and interact with and speak to their fans and audience that are in attendance there at the daily weigh-ins.
Oh, this sounds like just a ton of fun and a can't-miss event. Again, folks, we're talking to Chase Anderson, the chairman of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, about the Bassmaster Classic coming up at Lake Ray Roberts in Fort Worth, Texas, June 11th through the 13th. Getting back to that question, in terms of
sure.
How many people generally attend the Classic and the economic impact to the cities when you bring the Classic to them, what does that look like?
The Bassmaster Classic has consistently been attracting more than 100,000 in attendance
wow.
over the three-day period for the last many years. Last year, in the 2020 Bassmaster Classic, just prior to our nation changing due to the pandemic, it was in Birmingham, Alabama at the beginning of March. We attracted about 130,000 attendees. In 2019, we broke a record in Knoxville, Tennessee, with 153,000 in attendance over the three-day period. And as you said, the economic impact from the Classic is substantial, and it's something we think we leave behind to the local communities that we partner with to host the Classic. And this year, the partnership with the Visit Fort Worth has just been tremendous. But in 2019, the Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee, generated $32.2 million in economic impact. And then in 2020, in Birmingham and Gunnersville, near Gunnersville Lake, we broke a record in economic impact, in which we generated $36 million in economic impact for the host communities.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I bet Fort Worth is very happy you're coming this year. Speaking of the pandemic, we are emerging from it. Texas has lifted their face mask restrictions, though businesses can go ahead and enforce them if they choose to do so. What, if anything, is going to be different at the Classic this year?
We are following all guidelines that local officials are putting before us, and we're just taking the precautions and working with our local host community to make sure everyone stays safe. And we're excited about that the country's opening back up. But we urge everyone to follow common sense precautions and follow your local guidelines and local laws as it pertains when you're at the Bassmaster Classic. But we are excited about the timing of the Bassmaster Classic. And as our nation opens back up, we think it'll be a great time to come out and celebrate the sport of bass fishing.
Oh, I agree. And I can't wait to be there and cover this for this radio show. Last question, though. Besides us media members and members of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, who else can attend and what does it cost?
Sure. Great thing about the Bassmaster Classic is it's free and open to the public. So we welcome anyone, whether you've been following bass fishing for decades or you're new to the sport or you're just looking for a fun weekend activity for your family. We welcome you to come to the Bassmaster Classic. It's free, open to the public, and offers a lot of great activities from the daily takeoff and blast offs at Lake Ray Roberts to the fishing's biggest consumer product expo to the daily weigh-ins. Really does have a lot to offer people, and it's all free, and we welcome everyone to come in the Fort Worth and North Texas area.
All right, we got about 10 seconds left for the last question. There's 54 anglers. They are some of the best bass anglers in the entire world. Are there any that you think we should be looking out for that are going to be towards the top of that leaderboard?
Sure. Yes. There's five anglers from Texas I want to recognize. Cody Bird, Frank Tiley, Clark Wendelet, Brad Watley, and Chris Zaldane from Fort Worth. All of those anglers are from Texas and should be strong contenders, being they're from Texas. Would also highlight Patrick Walters. He is second in Angler of the Year points right now in the 2021 Bassmaster Elite Series season. And he won the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest last year at Lake Fork. And Patrick is really on a tear right now. Another angler is our leader in Angler of the Year points right now with Seth Fider from Minnesota. He's also fishing in the Bassmaster Classic. And Chris Zaldane is a local Fort Worth angler who's fished Ray Roberts. Previously will be an angler to watch. Those are some of the ones as a new fan would pay particular attention to. These are the best bass fishermen in the world. We have international anglers. There'll be anglers from Canada and Japan competing as well. So it's a dream of anglers all over the world to compete in the Bassmaster Classic, and 54 of the top bass fishing anglers will be on display at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth next month.
I cannot wait to take in the Super Bowl of bass fishing. The Bassmaster Classic, folks, you are invited to. Just go to Bassmaster.com and look for the tab for the Bassmaster Classic, and you'll find all the details you need. I hope to see you down there. Chase, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, and we welcome you to come to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic next month in Fort Worth, June 11 through 13. So thank you.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Calling all business professionals. Say hello to a new interactive AI capability that will improve your personal productivity. IBM Watson Orchestrate. Watson Orchestrate will help professionals in sales, human resources, operations, and more to automate routine and mundane work like procuring approvals, preparing sales proposals, or even scheduling meetings. You can easily interact with Watson Orchestrate using natural language in common collaboration tools such as messaging and email. Watson Orchestrate helps you reclaim your time and focus on projects that matter the most. Dinesh Nirmal, General Manager, IBM Automation.
Watson Orchestrate is a cutting-edge capability cultivated in IBM research that will be available in the IBM Cloud Paks for Automation. Business professionals can sign up now for a preview. IBM provides AI-powered automation software to help companies automate routine work faster and with more accuracy, so employees can focus on the work that truly matters to their business.
To learn more about Watson Orchestrate, visit ibm.biz/WatsonOrchestrate.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, truecod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're taking you to Vancouver, B.C. That's where Roy Tanami lives. Now, Roy is a steelhead fishing guide. He's also a photographer, and he's also an author. And back in 2009, he put together a fantastic book. It's called Angling the World, 10 Spectacular Adventures in Fly Fishing that take place literally all over the world. And you've got personal essays and you've got photos in here that really chronicle these adventures. Well, Lions Press, which put out this hardcover book in 2009, there's still demand for it, enough so that they are now rolling it out in paperback form. And Roy is with us today. Roy, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners some of the adventures you enjoyed that went into this book?
The book, as you know, is a collection of 10 stories that I wrote for Fly Fishing Magazine out of Boulder. And, you know, they range from steelhead fishing here in BC all the way to steelhead fishing in Argentina, you know, outfit I was running in the Canadian High Arctic for Arctic Char, down to Cuba, you know, kind of all over the world. And the magazine that assigned these stories was all about fly fishing travel. And so, you know, it was kind of a combination of where they wanted to send me and where I wanted to go.
Well, I love some of the places that you did go, to include Mongolia, to include Russia. And again, it's not just the fishing. It's not just the photos, but you really bring out these places and bring them to life and the stories you tell about the travel experience too. And I want to share the story of one of those places today. It's a place that most of us in America have never been to just because of travel restrictions. Cuba. Now, I understand Canadians can get there fairly easily. Us Americans, not so much. You got to go fishing there. What were you fishing for, and how was the fishing?
Well, yeah, John, Cuba is, you know, as you know, a hard place to get to for Americans. Canadians, it's not a problem. The fishing that I was doing in Cuba was all flats fishing, so it'd be, you know, your bones, permit, tarpon, you know, those are the big three. And the fishing in Cuba now, it's been quite a while since I've been down there, but it's just off the chart. If you're a flats guy, you know, it's kind of heaven on earth.
Interesting. You know, you don't think of a country like Cuba as being at the top of their game in terms of fisheries management. Is it despite that, or do they do a good job in terms of managing their fisheries down there?
Well, you know, I don't know how good a job they do about managing their fisheries. I think they were trying, but I think the big deal, John, in Cuba, especially when I was there, and I would imagine even now, is that there's just not a lot of people down there. So one of the main stretches of keys you find in Cuba is off the south coast of Cuba, and it's as long as the Florida Keys all put together. So from, say, Key Largo down to Key West, well, if you took all that and stuck it off the south shore of Cuba and you took all the people away, your fishing's, you know, going to be
awesome.
Okay, I get that. Now, they actually had some lodges down there. Were they comparable to other lodges that you find in other places, or was it a little different?
Yeah, they were comparable. The ones that I went to were, you know, pretty top-of-the-line operations. You know, all the creature comforts, flats, boats. I mean, obviously the boats weren't as nice and new as, like, say, the ones you'd find in Isla Mirada, but they were good enough for the job. And, yeah, the lodge is very comfortable. And the fishing, you know, if you could imagine, say, going to Key West 100 years ago, that's kind of what you've got there, is just all these beautiful keys and nobody there, really.
Oh, sounds fabulous. Now, you can't talk about Cuba without talking about Havana. Was that like going back in time, going to Havana, which, you know, hasn't seen any American imports of vehicles or anything else since like the early 1960s because of embargoes?
Yeah, totally. It's like, you know, when you land in Havana, it's like stepping into a time machine where you see all these 50s American cars, and a lot of them are just beautiful. I mean, they've been restored, well kept up, but the whole scene, especially in Havana, just the architecture you see, and you see all these cars driving around, and yeah, it is really a lot like stepping right out of a time machine into a different era, you know?
And you used to travel a lot. How were the people? Were they friendly? Were they pretty welcoming?
People were, yeah, extremely friendly. Yeah, it seemed safe. At the time I was there, the police were actually, you know, say in Havana, were very protective of the tourists, because I guess that was a big and important economic source for them. So, you know, you feel very safe there. And they were actually almost there to keep the local people away from you, you know, if they were bugging you or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was like tourism was very important at the time I was there. But I mean, it's been a long time now since I've been there. But I, you know, it is an important source for them, so I didn't find any problem at all.
Oh, well, that is fantastic. We are unfortunately out of time, but folks, that's just a flavor of one of the adventures you're going to find in Angling the World by Roy Tanami. Now, you can get this at lionspress.com. I'm sure you can find it at amazon.com, or just Google Angling the World, 10 Spectacular Adventures in Fly Fishing by Roy Tanami, and get this in paperback. It is a really fun and enjoyable read. It will whet your appetite not only for fly fishing in exotic locations, but also travel too. Roy, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
All right, thanks, John.
Turning to outdoors news, a really interesting study about wolves and mountain lions was highlighted in a recent article in the Smithsonian Magazine. There was a 15-year study of 147 mountain lions in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem in Wyoming, an area populated by wolves since they were reintroduced there in 1995, and the study found the presence of wolves is definitely not good for the mountain lions. In fact, the population of mountain lions dropped by 48% over this 15-year study. Biologists set out to determine whether the decline was a result of human hunting of mountain lions, a lack of prey for the mountain lions, or the presence of wolves. It turns out hunters are not the issue. Instead, it's the wolves. They don't like mountain lions, and they will kill a mountain lion kitten on sight. In fact, this study found only one quarter of kittens make it to their first birthday, and in 2014, the Lava Mountain Wolf Pack wiped out an entire litter of cougar kittens. The other factor is the availability of prey for the mountain lions. And we're talking about deer and elk here, their primary food source. They like to prey on them in forested and mountainous settings where they can use stealth to get close to their prey and ambush them. Well, increased wolf populations have caused the deer and elk to change their behavior, and now the herds congregate in large groups in large open grasslands to protect themselves, places cougars simply aren't comfortable being in. There's no cover there for them. As a result, cougars are also dying of starvation. The report will likely send some environmental animal activists who don't want any cougars or wolves harmed into a tizzy. After all, one of the animal species they love is killing the other animal species they love, and this study doesn't allow them to do what they oh so often love to do, blame the hunter. Nope, this one's on the wolves, folks, and if you're an environmental activist, you're going to have to find a way to live with that. As we wrap things up, one more reminder about our Memorial Day Range Day giveaway from Henry Repeating Arms. If you want to enter, go to our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page, like and follow that Facebook page. Look for the post. Just tell us what state you're from and what station you're listening to, and you are entered for two chances to win if you do that. And one lucky person is going to get all sorts of Henry logoed swag that you're going to love to use the next time you're heading out to the range or plinking targets in the back 40. Memorial Day weekend is coming up quick. It's the unofficial start of summer and camping season, and I hope you've got some camping or boating or other outside adventures planned. Here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, and do remember this until the next time we chat. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technology to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit ibm.com/cloud.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. Stephen King.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Sorry if my sound sounds a little bit off today. I am unable to make it to the studio to do recordings for the first little bit in January. But happy 2021.
Yay!
We are starting a new year. We've got a new theme for you this month. And this month we are covering the Pearls from the Masters.
Each episode we're going to be covering a different master of the craft and different advice that they give. So if you really like the openers of every episode we've done so far, this month is for you because it's a lot of that.
So a lot of people will always go to one book in particular if they're learning how to write. And that book is On Writing by Stephen King. So our first master that we're going to cover this month is Stephen King. He is very good at what he does. There's a reason why he basically defined an entire genre.
I think most people are at least familiar with his work in some regard.
If you aren't, you probably at least know of works like It, Pet Sematary, Carrie. Those were all from the creations of Stephen King.
So if you missed our last episode, last Thursday was December 31st. The frequently asked question that we covered was, how do I learn? And we offered some questions about how to analyze advice and feedback. That is going to be our format going forward through this month. And those questions are, do I agree with the advice being given? what evidence do I have that supports or defies that advice?
Do I share a target audience with the person giving the advice? And why am I getting this advice? Are they preaching to the choir, or does this challenge my status quo?
And how much do I value this person's opinion?
And the final question is why...
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles parading through the streets of Gaza City and the group's top leader appearing in public for the first time.
Saturday's march came on the first full day of a ceasefire that halted the militant group's war with Israel, which lasted 11 days. Also on Saturday, Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce, which ended the fourth Israeli-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza, while Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. Ken Lorman reporting.
The fighting began May 10th when Hamas militants in Gaza fired long-range rockets toward Jerusalem. The barrage came after days of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Meanwhile, President Biden says there's been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but he's insisting a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to the conflict. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox, the fourth House GOP lawmaker, to be issued a $5,000 fine for failing to complete a security screening before entering the House chamber, according to the House Ethics Committee.
According to the Capitol Police report documenting the incident last Thursday, Fox set off a metal detector station in front of a door leading to the House chamber. Two Capitol Police officers tried to stop Fox, but she threw her bag underneath a table near the metal detector and still went into the chamber. One of the officers replied that a reporter had witnessed the incident and said, "I don't know if it changes anything, but I don't want you guys to get in trouble. I'm going to be reporting on that." Lawmakers are allowed to appeal the metal detector fines to the House Ethics Committee, but Fox has yet to do so. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Be sure to check out the latest news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Tribune shareholders have approved a takeover by Alden Global.
Shareholders approved a takeover by the hedge fund, which already owned nearly one-third of Tribune. Alden Global now takes full control of the Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun, and other Tribune papers in a deal worth roughly $630 million. Through its digital-first media chain, Alden also owns the Boston Herald, Denver Post, and San Jose Mercury News. John Scott reporting.
Kansas City Southern abandoning its agreement to be acquired by Canadian Pacific and instead opting for a competing bid from Canadian National Railway with a bigger price tag. CP made its initial $25 billion buyout agreement in March, but a $33.6 billion bid from Canadian National appeared to be superior. Canadian Pacific, though, consistently argued the tie-up between Kansas City and Canadian National would have trouble getting by regulators. More at townhall.com. A Florida doctor who died from COVID-19 complications back in January has left his family a lot of baseball cards worth a lot of money, $20 million.
Dr. Thomas Newman's treasure trove, featuring cards of Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and Lou Gehrig, is going to be auctioned off. More than 1,000 baseball, football, and hockey cards dating back to 1880 will be for sale to the highest bidder. Newman's collection is so large it filled up an 18-foot U-Haul truck. It includes 1933 Babe Ruth card, expected to break the record of $5.2 million for any sports card. A Mickey Mantle rookie card is expected to fetch $1 million. Patrick Foss reporting.
Federal authorities ordered a complete recall of a Las Vegas-based bottled water brand called Real Water amid investigations of at least one death and multiple cases of liver disease in people who reported drinking it. Real Water has been marketed primarily in Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and California. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Or go to sleepnumber.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Shih Tzu acting a little shy? Does your Persian seem a bit paranoid? Are you being fooled by your Frenchies? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost, I said almost as well as you do, then stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So it's a great time to give me a call if you have a dog or cat and you want to find out why they're chewing, jumping, digging, your cat's not using a litter box, doesn't get along with the new cat you brought into the household, your dog hates your new boyfriend, take your dog for a walk, and as soon as he sees another dog, it's like a tug of war between you and him. If you have a question about your pet, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, if you're a new listener to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, everyone that calls the show today and does get, in fact, to talk to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift. Don't get excited. It's not for you, but a fabulous gift for your dog or cat. If you're new to the show, you may not realize many of the items I'm giving away here on the show are worth $25, $35, $45 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, but by now you realize chances of Warren getting through all of his items are not going to happen because, as always, your phone calls, your questions, your comments, your stories, that is, in fact, my priority. But here's what I have planned. You know, even the most well-meaning guardians make mistakes. I hear it all the time on the show, on posts that I see. So today, if we have time, I will share some of the most common mistakes that pet guardians make with their pets. Also coming up on today's show, I've decided that most people don't play with their dogs and cats enough. Sure, we'll take them for a walk, play fetch, throw a frisbee. It's only fair that we play their games on occasion the way they want to play. I'll share that coming up. And on a different note, over 11 million households welcomed a comforting new pet during the pandemic. And these pets have known little or no separation. Big fear of many people involved in rescue and the humane movement is the term rehoming. Rehoming, what's going to happen to them now that people are giving them up? I'll share my thoughts coming up, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of amazing gifts to give away for your pets. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your dog isn't housebroken, they're suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs, cat just scratched your favorite chair, or your dog honestly believes that anything that comes near the house, he must hump, give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. That is the question. Now, here's the question of the day. I'd love to hear from you guys. Do your pets help you sleep better or keep you awake? I got a story coming up a little bit later about pets and what they do to help kids sleep. So I'm asking you guys, do your pets help you sleep better or do they keep you awake at night? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. I also would love to hear from anyone out there that may have fostered or has adopted or is fostering or is adopting one of the pandemic pets. I would love to hear from you how that is working out as well. Again, 877-725-8255. And the big fear now is that so many dogs and cats that people took into their homes and loved and fostered are going to wind up right back where they started at the shelters. There were puppies when they got home, kittens when they were taken. Now they're coming back at a year, a little over a year, and they've not been socialized as much as they should be. What's going to happen to those dogs and cats? We'll talk about that. If you have a thought, give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the number, 877-725-8255. Let me start out with a phone call right now. Let me go to my friend Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. I'm
how
first
can I
time
help
caller,
you?
And you're so interesting. I wanted to ask two questions, but my
sure.
main question is, I have a 14-year-old lab mix, and at a very young age, she was playing around the backyard, and her knee ripped. We had to go in and have it fixed. They put some type of band in it or something. They told us, oh, the other one's going to go too. 3 years later... 3 weeks later, I mean, sorry, 3 weeks later, the other one went. We had to have that fixed. What can we do to make sure that she doesn't happen again, that she lives a happy life? She's 11 years old, and she wants to be a puppy.
Let me tell you about something that a lot of people are unaware of. You're aware of a physical therapist, right? If you're a
yes.
human being and you have a bad knee, a bad arm, or you hurt yourself, or you had surgery, generally speaking, you're going to see a physical therapist for yourself. Well, there are physical rehabilitators for dogs and cats. And specifically, I know I'm watching where you live. You don't live that far away from me. You're in Torrance, California. I don't know them personally, but I've seen them and heard amazing things about a company called Beach Rehab, I think it is. Beach Rehab. It's a rehabilitation center for dogs, and it's not too far away from you, I don't believe. And what they do is they have all different types of things. There's massage therapy, there's acupressure, there's acupuncture, there's hydrotherapy. There's so many different types of therapy that can make a major difference in helping your dog be as comfortable as he possibly can post the surgery. So my advice to you would be to contact one of the pet physical rehabilitation centers, and there's more than one, one in your area, and work with them. Get them to evaluate the dog, and they can start out gradually. I have literally seen dogs that have gone through a major surgery that everyone would say, well, I'm never going to walk again. And after a little bit of rehab, I mean, the dog is just like he was brand new. So that would be my recommendation for you.
Fantastic. Thank you. I never would have even thought of that. Thank you.
You know, most people don't even know. But also what I'm going to do on top of that, Christina, I am going to send you a jar of my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And here's why. One of the ingredients, or one of many ingredients in there, but one of the things that I really changed was we increased the glucosamine, we increased the chondroitin, which is really helping with hips, joints, and bones. So I am going to send you a jar, Christina, for your dog, and what I'd like you to do is once you've contacted the rehab center, I know you're listening from L.A. and you normally listen to my L.A. show, but I ran out of time there, so if you can call me back in a week or two on my L.A. show, let me know how the rehab worked for you. In the meantime, I'm going to put you on hold, and the lovely Keith will get your name and address, and a jar of my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treat will be on its way to you, and I really do appreciate that phone call. This is exactly what I talk about. This is why I do this show. So many people out there don't have any idea that there are rehabs available for dogs, cats, horses, or pretty much whatever pets you've had. So, you know, it's not a death sentence. There's lots of things that can... Listen, I have rheumatoid arthritis. I don't how many times I've been to physical therapy, and what a difference it's made in my life and the difference it can make in your pet's life. So check it out, or ask your vet to recommend one if he doesn't know about it. I think it's Beach Rehab. I'm not real positive about that. Anyway, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Tracy, Matt in Hawaii, Charles in Delaware, don't go anywhere. Again, the number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Now, for over 2 years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and what an incredible fan I have of them. Fan? It's what I feed my own pets, Molly and Willie. In fact, Molly and Willie, who I adopted from a high-kill shelter, have been with me now just about 2 years, just a little over 2 years, and I post their picture all the time. They look great. They feel great. One of the reasons I think they look great and feel great, and I know they look great and feel great, is because from the day they walked into my house, they were on Lucy Pet Food. As a matter of fact, shelters, rescues, police departments, everyone's using Lucy Pet Food, and the results I get are always the same. Warren, thank you for letting us know about it. In fact, here's one of my listeners and what they had to say about Lucy Pet Formulas like pet food for your dogs and cats.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
These are the calls, the texts, the messages I get every day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. What a difference it's made in our dogs and cats. And if you want to be one of those listeners that's really thrilled about Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com. Or you can go directly to their website, LucyPetFood.com. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, shipping is free. Shipping is also free on Chewy.com. Or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com, and tell them Warren sent you. You'll be happy, but from my perspective, your dogs and cats will be a lot happier and, most importantly, a lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
May is Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The recent Global State of Small Business report from Facebook and the Small Business Roundtable show that minority-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. During the week of May 17th, Facebook and Instagram will celebrate Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month with a week of special programming under the theme Amplify API. Maui Orozco is the public policy manager at Facebook.
Facebook will be featuring Asian and Pacific Islander businesses and providing special content and training opportunities tailored to these businesses. We've also developed special tools to help them, and we're inviting everyone to join us in our commitment to support Asian and Pacific Islander businesses by visiting the API-owned shops collection on Facebook Shop and on Instagram Shop.
Some of the events include original programming to address the challenges facing these businesses in partnership with nonprofit Gold House, live video events with Time Out, and a small business training event. For more information and to sign up, visit facebook.com/AmplifyAPI.
And we are back on the Pet Show. The Beatles, as I say every week, never sounded so good. Hey, great time to give me a call. If you're new to the show or a regular to the show, you know that everyone that calls and gets through to me live will get a great gift. Today's show no different. Many of the items, $25, $35, $40 and more. I'll be giving away my own brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. One for your dogs, one for your cats. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Arthur's Tooth Gold for hips and joints, those amazing t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, copies of my best-selling behavior book, either dog or cat, and hemp seed oil in different varieties. So it's a great time to give me a call. If you get through and I talk to you, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do your pets help you sleep better, or do they keep you awake? Give me a call, and I'll send you something nice. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 55. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend Tracy. Hey, Tracy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you doing?
I feel super today. How about yourself, Tracy?
Doing well, thank you. I just want to say I am a regular listener. I love your show.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate. And you usually listen to my show on the LA show, right?
Yes, I wanted to comment about something that you mentioned on the local show regarding how the animals, you know, are being, taken back to the shelter due to what people say or they think. It's
yeah, let me set it up here. What I was talking about is that over 11 million dogs and cats were fostered or adopted during the pandemic. But now with so many people going back to work and getting back to normal lifestyle, many of those are being brought back to shelters, rescues. So that was pretty much the setup of it. So go ahead.
Yes, and I see a lot of people commenting in these cat posts on Facebook, and it really upsets me, too, like you. I feel the same way as you. It really upsets me that they're, like I heard one lady saying, oh, the cat's behavior has changed. And I kind of fired back at her and said, well, maybe it's you, not the cat. So I learned. And I try to educate what I hear from you to them, and some people get upset, and I try to say, well, please listen to, you know, the Pet Show, because you can really learn a lot from Warren. He gives great advice out. And, and I just kind of do that. And I also wanted to mention a friend of mine about fostering. My friend of mine had just, she lost one of her cats last year. She had to put him down. And then she had to put another one of her other cats. They're both were rescues. She had to put another cat down earlier this year, and she, fostered a cat that was found in entrapped in Altadena area.
Yeah.
And it looks like this cat was dumped on the streets.
Oh,
she was a breed I've never heard of. The rescue told her she's a ragamuffin, like a calico color.
Ragdoll.
Beautiful cat. Ragdoll. Never heard of that breed before.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's amazing, but let me give you the phone number. Let me give the phone number out again. 877-725-8255. But Tracy, what I was talking about, and if you heard, you obviously heard the LA show, is that so many people adopted, fostered, dogs and cats during the pandemic, and now with things starting to get back to normal, especially more of the younger people that adopted and raised, and God bless the fact that they did it. But the problem is now they're getting back to work, schedules, dating, this going on, that going on, and many of these animals are being brought back to shelters and rescues. So my proposal, what I thought would be a great idea, if the people that adopted or fostered these pets are now going back to work and these poor dogs and cats have to be left 8 hours a day by themselves where they were surrounded by their guardians 24 hours a day for the last year and a half, don't have the socialization or in many cases the ability to be by themselves. So it's important to really start working on that separation anxiety. But also what I recommend is that you contact and work with your employer. It's very common that employer loves animals too. In fact, many employers now let people bring their pets to work. But if you can have a conversation with your employer saying, listen, I've been working from home. I know we want to get back into the office or whatever we have to do, and that's fine. But it's important to me that my dog or rescued cat can make the adjustment. So can I come in a little bit later or leave a little bit earlier? Can I work from home on certain days? So little by little, I can build up the dog or cat's confidence where being home by himself would be fine. Because as I said, so many of these dogs and cats have never had the opportunity of being socialized. So that was what I was talking about. Great call, by the way. Tracy, I'm trying to think of what I want to send you. What kind of pets do you have?
Well, I don't have any. I did grow up with a lot of pets, tortoises, cats, and dogs, and I don't have any at the moment. But I thought maybe since my friend just fostered, you know, the cat I was telling you about, she was fostering her, and within a month she adopted her. And I thought maybe she said she's having some issues like trying to find the food. And I thought maybe her new cat, her new foster.
I'm going to send it to you, and you can give it to her. So I'm going to put you on hold. Keith will pick up, and I'm going to send you some Lucy Pet Florence like pet food for her cat. Tell her, thank her for adopting that cat, and I really do appreciate that phone call. Quick break, and then right back to all your calls on Warren Eckstein. The phone number 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Dog about everything. was awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
As close friends and seek comfort from them when they're trying to sleep. So that was kind of one of my questions of the day. Is it works for adults too, but we know the benefits. Do your dogs or cats sleeping in bed with you? I've had people say, well, they interrupt my sleep. They don't let me sleep. Do they make you sleep more comfortable, or do they actually interrupt your sleep and keep you up? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I can honestly say that even when I was in the service, I had those, but I can honestly say that it's probably been very, very rare in my years that I've been in a bed without a dog or a cat or a lizard or something. So, yeah, that's my question. Do your pets help you sleep better or not? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Still coming up, we're going to talk about why I say let your dogs bark. And also, I don't think you're playing with your pets enough. I know you think you are, but really, are you? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, let me go to my friend Matt in beautiful Maui, Hawaii. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Pet Show.
Aloha, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Aloha, Matt. What can I do for you?
We have four cats, a mother, and three babies. The babies are about 8 years old now, and they're all doing pretty much good, except the youngest one, she can't stop scratching. And
Did you say they were 8 years old or 8 weeks old?
8 years.
Oh, so she had the litter 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Is everyone spayed and neutered now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. And what I'm reading from here has a mom, a cat, and three kittens. Mom went missing for how long?
2.5 months.
And she came back? She was in good health?
No, she came back really sickly, so we took her to the vet, and they had to put a feeding tube in her neck.
Oh, wow.
And we fed her about 3 weeks, and then she got healthy again, and she's doing fine now, but she tends to throw up a lot now.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you speak to the vet about the fact that she's throwing up a lot?
No.
Okay, I would run that by him. It might be some medication he might want to change or something as well. Maybe the feeding that she had to go through before. What I'm going to recommend that you do, and this is just a little recommendation, but I do want you to speak to your vet because it could be a medical thing going on, is when you feed her, if you can just raise her food. I mean, does she have a good appetite?
Yeah.
And how many times
do they eat dry food, Purina Naturals?
Okay. And how many times a day do you feed her?
We pretty much leave the bowls full with food all day, and then she eats some in the morning and some at night.
And her weight is good?
Her weight, she's 10 pounds.
That, which is fine. 10 to 12 pounds for a cat is fine. So, yeah, I'm glad that she's doing well now. So do you have a specific question for me, Matt?
Yeah, I was wondering how to get her to stop throwing up, but you answered that. She's a vet.
Let me go a little bit further. What you may want to try is when you feed her, don't put her food on the floor. Put her bowl maybe the height of a shoebox. Maybe she's eating too fast and she's gulping a lot of air at the same time. You can run that by your vet. But I definitely want you to raise her food about the height of a shoebox off the ground.
Oh, okay. And the last question was the youngest cat, she scratches all the time where she loses her hair, and she has a problem with fleas.
No flea problem at all. She just probably dry skin or allergy. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, Matt. I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil made specifically for allergies. So I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil from my friends at NatureVet, and I appreciate that phone call. And I'm glad the mama cat came back, and that's why it's so important that we spay and we neuter. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We have plenty of time for your calls. We still got lots of great stuff to give away. I got Lucy pet food to give away. I have T-shirts to give away, books to give away. I'd love to hear from some people, though. Why isn't anyone answering my question of the day? How come? Do you people think that your dogs or cats help you sleep deeper and better? Or do you believe that your dogs and cats actually keep you more awake at night? That's kind of the question of the day. I'm going to get to you, Charles, I promise. But that's a lot of people don't think that's the way to go. Listen, I honestly believe that sleeping with pets, from my perspective, I don't think I could sleep without having dogs and cats in my bed with me. I just don't think I can. So I would love to hear from you guys. In other words, you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions. On my L.A. show today, I got some mixed emotions from people that love sleeping with their pets. Other people said, I can't sleep with my pets. So I want to hear from you. Do you enjoy, do you sleep better with your dogs and cats around you or not? Give me a call. Let me know. Plenty of time for your calls. I still got lots of great gifts to give away. As I said, many of the items I have left are $35, $45, and even more, a dollar or so. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way. If you just the way to get in, if you just give me a call and let me know how your dogs or cats help you sleep or not, I'll also send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. You know, when your name is on a label of a product, your reputation is online. I've been talking to you guys for over 4 years, and when I put my name on something, you better believe it's something I believe in. I want to introduce you to my brand new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dogs and cats. I've added glucosamine and chondroitin for the strongest bones, hips, and joints your pets can have. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now has both, listen, both prebiotics and probiotics for the healthiest gut and much better digestion. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is now boosted with vitamin Z, zinc, folic acid, as well as biotin. I've added omega 3, 6, and 9 along with lecithin. Let me tell you, there's nothing better for your dog or cat's skin than lecithin. It'll help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, and itching, and hairballs just about gone. And Hugs and Kisses supplements are also very rich in antioxidants. And listen to this, because I love your pet so much. There's no wheat, there's no corn, there's no soy. Those are the most common dog and cat allergens. So if you love your pets, then show them by giving them Hugs and Kisses supplements every day. Why would you give your dog just a treat or your cat just a treat when you can give them Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 treats that keeps them healthy and happy? But you don't have to tell your pets it's good for them. Now, my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements are available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com, as well as Wish.com. Or you can get them on my website, thepetshow.com. Or you can actually call my assistant, Julie, at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Don't wait. You want your dogs and cats to be as healthy as they can. Give them a treat that'll keep them that way. That's my Hugs and Kisses supplements available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word HUGS. People are loving the Hugs and Kisses supplements and are noticing major differences in the way their dogs and cats look and feel. So check out Hugs and Kisses today. You'll be happy, but your dogs and cats will be a lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. According to the Integrated Benefits Institute, disability claims nearly doubled early in the pandemic. It's likely that many of these individuals never experienced the claims process before, and it can be overwhelming for those who don't know what to expect. Evan Scarponi, VP and Chief Claims Officer, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
There's a misconception that disability insurance is only for injuries. In fact, you can claim disability insurance and receive income protection for a wide spectrum of diagnoses, including maternity leave, cancer diagnoses, orthopedic conditions, and behavioral health.
On average, disability plans cover about 60% of a person's full wage.
If you need to file a claim, you have two options. Go through your employer or contact your insurance provider directly. Both will guide you through the process. In fact, Prudential has been working to make this step easier and cut the time it takes to submit a claim.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
You certainly did. You found your best friend at the shelter, the rescue, the street, the pound, abandoned, rescue. You know, they know you saved their lives, and they pay you back every day for the rest of theirs. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Now we're going to my friend Charles in Milford, Delaware. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. I've been waiting a long time to get on here now.
Well, I hope I'm worth it, Charles. What's up?
Well, I just got a little dog that we rescued. She's all the vet. When the vet said she was about four when we got her, she was really bad shape. She was full of fleas, frostbite on her tail. They wanted to take the end of her tail off, but we didn't.
Wow.
But she was really bad shape. Anyway, we got her. I didn't want to. I'm 82. We've had dogs. We raised four kids and had dogs all of our life, outside dogs. And I didn't want to take her, but my granddaughter is a vet tech, and somebody brought her in there. And the vet said, well, we don't take dogs. And I said, well, here she is.
Well, you can't say, Charles, you can't say no to your granddaughter. Come on now, you can't say no to the granddaughter.
I know. She already had three she had adopted, so she called Papa. and said, just take care of him. Take care of her one night. We're gonna go shopping. And, of course, we fell in love with her.
Yeah, of course, you have her. How old is she now?
Well, we've had her 5 years.
So it's about, let me do my math, about 9 years old.
About nine, yeah, we're thinking. Yeah. No, that was just guessing at four.
Yeah, ballpark.
But it's the old saying, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
My wife had a stroke probably a year later. Now we're dealing with breast cancer. And,
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, this little dog has been a godsend to her. She really has. I mean, that's her dog. I mean, she when my wife gets up, the little dog gets up and follows her.
And well, you know, Charles,
nice little dog.
Over the years, I've worked with many dogs for people with different physical challenges and different situations. And the dogs, and for that matter, the cats also, they know. And they bond so closely with someone who's going through their own stresses and medical issues. I've seen dogs lie in bed with their guardian for like months when they were really ill. So, yeah, what a great, I'm so glad. Well, first of all, I'm praying for your wife. And I hope things she gets past whatever she has to get past here. And also, what a great story. And, you know, perhaps you inspired other people, Charles, to say, you know what, maybe that dog that looks a little flea-bitten, looks like he needs his tail chopped off, maybe he's a godsend in disguise. Anyway, Charles, I got to move on. Let's put Charles on hold. And, Charles, I'm going to send you, you know what, Charles, I'm sending you some Lucy pet food. I want that dog to stay as healthy and happy as possible. One of my best gifts here, some Lucy pet food, like pet food, on its way to you. And I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Jackie in Washington, Don in California, Matthew, don't go anywhere. We'll get to your calls, a quick break, then right back at you. You know, can you imagine leaving this life knowing you've done such amazing work? Well, that's what Delta Rescue is all about. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would have never been able to do the incredible work they do without you. So thank yourself, my listeners, and your amazing support. My good friend Leo Grillo, an extreme hero when it comes to rescuing animals, and by the way, Delta's founder, says if you can, help them out. Put some of your work into helping their over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses in the future. These are dogs and cats that came off the streets, the woods, the forests, the beaches. I'm telling you, these were dogs that were thrown out by people. That's why I have decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own personal estate planning. And here's why. It's simple. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. You know, Leo needs to make sure, as I do, that every one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again. And take it from me, they don't. By the way, this is important. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com. And they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 of these dogs, cats, horses happy, safe, and I say this every week, yes, loved, loved, for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. You can actually read the stories of these individual throwaway pets and how they were rescued. Or give them a call at 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning or to make a donation like I did. I urge you to log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or give them a call at 661-269-4010. That's 661-269-4010. Or log on to DeltaRescue.org today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Ceramic brake pads or high temperature brake fluid. BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
And we are back on the Pet Show on Warren Eckstein. Don, Matthew, Jackie, we're going to get to your calls. By the way, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. You know, it's an interesting topic I was talking about on my Los Angeles show. I'm going to share it with you guys, too. So think about it when we go to the top of the hour break. A photographer in Maine, a Maine-based photographer, is offering free end-of-life photo shoots for aging or terminally ill pets. What do you think? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Some say that her photo shoots for dogs who are nearing the end of their lives, whether due to disease or old age, it gives their guardians a lasting memory of their beloved pets. It's kind of mixed emotions about this. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? So when we come back, I'd love to hear from some of my listeners out there. And again, that number, 877-725-8255. I'll send you a great gift, but I'd love to hear from you in terms of end-of-life photography for your dogs and cats. I'm not sure. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure. I have all of my pets' ashes and everything and the pets I buried and over the years. But end-of-life photography for dogs or cats. What do you guys think? I think that, you know, some people are going to think it's a great idea. Other people think it may be a little bit morbid. But I want to get your take on it. So give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I'll be answering all of your pet and animal questions, whatever you want to ask. But I'd also like to find out about your thoughts on this end-of-life photography for pets. 877-725-8255, the phone number. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
See yourself accurately. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Did you ever notice that when students don't do well on a test, they blame the teacher or the test? But if they do well, they take full credit for being smart. That's called self-serving bias. And it happens to more than just students. It happens to you and me as well. We all have a tendency, at least at times, to blame others when things don't go well, but take credit for the times that things do go well. Although there's not too much wrong with that, the fact is, it's not always accurate. To know yourself, you have to see yourself as accurately as possible. And sometimes that means recognizing what is really your responsibility, and sometimes it means recognizing the ways in which others are helpful for you. For help learning to see yourself, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.